As I hit 40, I realized my confidence has been chipping away over the years. Confidence is such a complicated subject. To me, it's like this living organism that is almost cellular, that consists of the environment, your physical appearance, your inner self, your experiences. And if one cell suffers, it doesn't necessarily mean the whole organism ceases to exist. And as I talk to people my age, it seems that there are certain patterns and certain events that definitely affect our confidence and sometimes its decline. In my case, to probably the lowest levels as I've hit 40. Now, I'm trying to rebuild it, but here are the reasons why I think we can lose some of it. And perhaps you can relate to that too. Number one is losing family and friends. As I hit 40, my social circle declined. And I talk about it in much more detail in my other video. And it was never due to one thing. It was a cocktail of reasons accumulating over the years. It was the fact that I'm an immigrant. That meant losing connections from the early life. It is the fact that I moved around a lot and changing locations simply meant losing friendships or friendships phasing out. It was the fact that COVID happened and the move to working from home made me feel isolated, whereby I really rely on making connections through work. It was the fact that I matured and became more selective with friendships and less given and expecting other people to try. And finally, it was the fact that I simply lost friends. Some of it I cannot explain, some of it was through rejection on both sides. And to top it all off, I have had events that meant rejections from my family members too. So coincidentally, it all happened within the 5 to 10 year period in my 30s. And as I hit 40, my social circle was stripped bare. And at the time, it hit me hard as everything that I knew started to disappear. And I think you can all agree that nothing can destroy your confidence as the environment you're in. The environment can either build you up or crush you down. Number two is failing to achieve your dreams. When we hit 40, we often begin to doubt whether we will ever be able to achieve our dreams or whether we'll have to settle for something else. I, for one, always wanted to have my own business. So in 2019, my husband and I set up a business. I put my heart and soul into it. I was so determined and so driven to make it work that I drove right past all the red flags. And it did well for a while, but eventually, due to various reasons, it failed. It is normal to fail and start again, fail and start again in business. But when you're 41, investing your time, your mind, your energy, your financials into a new business idea means that you trade off much more than when you are, for example, 20-something. When I was running the business on the side, I was trading off my ongoing career, which was actually paying the bills. I was saying no to new opportunities and promotions. I wouldn't actively look to progress. I definitely put that on a back burner. And now I ask myself, would I do it again? Or will I just settle for not fulfilling that dream? Number one, I have less energy. Number two, I have much more to lose and much less time to keep failing. The disappointment that comes with the failure and the potential of never achieving your dreams is something that was really a big kick to my confidence. And this leads me to the career itself. When you hit 40, you become very aware of your age at the workplace. I used to be the younger one in the room, now I am the oldest. New people come in, and to stay relevant, it takes much more time, energy, and sacrifice. Not impossible, of course. And on the other hand, you've done something long enough to start wondering whether you want to change, because effectively, it's not too late. Do I go on the path I've already invested so much time and energy and experience in, or do I overhaul everything, which is scary in itself? So you are on this crossroad, and the hit to your confidence can either be the cause or the effect of being on that crossroad. And then, let's be honest, it's physical changes. My skin is not as firm anymore, my body doesn't listen to me as it used to, I have to work twice as hard to achieve the same results. I am getting illnesses that I've always associated with old age. I mean, what? Not even mentioning the perimenopause or the menopause lurking in the shadows, and it is normal and expected, but it always takes you by surprise. There is this dissonance between the mental and the physical, whereby mentally you're not ready for the physical. And that adjustment period and closing of that gap where you finally align with reality is where your confidence really dips. And for some people, that gap is bigger than for others. Which leads me to talking about the concept that perhaps underlines everything that I've just said, concept of emotional development delays. It's something I've learned from Patrick Tihan. He talks about this as a result of childhood trauma and various other things. It basically means that you always feel behind other people while having a skewed perception of others that they're being always better off. And I know that it happens to all of us, but for some it is more so than others. If you relate to any of it, please share your experiences in the comments below. And if you like this content, please like and subscribe. I will see you guys next time.